Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when I get to reintroduce you, as I have been doing now for, golly, 12 years almost, to our good friend Leslie Kossoff. When we first started talking to her, she's an American living in America, but today she's an American living in Paris, and has been over there now for a while. And we sent her over there to help straighten out the Europeans, and I think she's going to make. I think it's going to take a little while longer, but she's working on that. Leslie, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the world's experts on quality and the quality process. And her book, Managing for Quality, is just now re-released, 20th anniversary edition. And I'm very excited about that. And as you may know, if you've been listening to me or been reading my stuff, I commend this book to you completely, recommend it to you completely. Leslie Kossoff, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's my pleasure. But first, I also have to thank you because you wrote the foreword, and it's wonderful.
Thank you. Well, my pleasure to contribute something to it. I hope it contributes. It might not contribute, but I really want to make the connection between service and quality and profitability and sustainability. Those are things. See, Leslie, when I think about this, I know small business owners know all about service. I know. Every small business owner that I know, whether they're profitable or not, whether their model is successful or not, they know about service. I don't have a problem helping them understand service. Now, getting to profitability, that's the next step. Then we go to quality, and then we move to sustainability, which is how we stay in business. And that's what I'd like to talk about today. Would you help us with that?
Absolutely. And in fact, this is what you laid out, the logic that you laid out in the foreword that really made so much sense. Because over the years, you and I have talked about the difference between quality service, which is after the fact and very expensive, mm-hmm. versus the quality process, which is figuring out what needs to be done before you ever do anything so that by the time your customer sees it, it's seamless, it's easy, it's also cheap for you operationally, so your profitability is higher.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, as I said in your foreword, you took it to that next step, which is something that's always implied in quality, but is rarely brought out the way that you did, and that is this issue of sustainability. The fact is, if you do not have quality processes in your organization to ensure that you are delivering to the customer what they need, when they need it, at the least expense to you.
Which typically means right the first time.
Exactly. No do-overs necessary. No coming back and fixing anything. No apologies, no time wasted, no nothing. Just pure, exquisite, right on the target delivery. As you do that, you'll be not only delivering at the highest profit level that you can, but also, you'll develop a relationship with your customers that will allow you to identify what they need before they even know they need it, mm-hmm. and that's where the sustainability comes.
That's
in.
Exactly right, and it's folks. I really would like for you to put that word in your lexicon. I'd like for you to put that word into your corporate vernacular, into your business vernacular, and start thinking about sustainability. And you know, I've talked about this before, whenever I've talked about startups. Startups are a wonderful thing. I was a startup once, you were a startup once, and God bless startups. But there's one thing about startups that they typically don't get, and it's not their fault because they're trying to just get something out of the ground, but they typically don't know what it costs they don't know what sustainability costs, which means they don't know what it costs to provide a product to customers. And so consequently, because they don't know that, they underprice their product. And underpricing, and what that does then is that disrupts the price structure in the marketplace for that product. Because the people who know what it costs are charging enough. The startup is not charging enough, and because they don't understand that. Well, in my opinion, if you're delivering a product not well, but with great with what you call quality service, means you're as Leslie said, the do-over, the mulligan, you're doing it over again. If you're doing it that way, then you're not charging enough for the way you're doing business. And that's going to lead to unsustainability. And then you're going to say, well, if I charge more, I wouldn't sell more. That's right. So what's the answer? The answer is quality, ladies and gentlemen, not quality service, quality process. And that's what Leslie teaches you in her new book, Managing for Quality. We're going to be right back. We're going to get Leslie to tell us more about this after these messages. 2012, stay with us. Do it all day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.